This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, you're going to meet some very interesting people. For example, you're going to meet Eric Zulli. Eric's father was healed by prayer. They're convinced of this. We'll be finding out more about that. Eric is also an internationally respected and known social media guru and expert. We'll find out more about that. Dr. Greg Salea joins us. Dr. Greg was one of our first guests over 5 years ago. And we'll be wrapping up our show today talking with Daryl Wayne, the insane Daryl Wayne, who asked me, what would I do if I could go on radio again? Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and welcome to the 300th episode of Late Night Help. I start the program by saying, Daryl, thank you for believing in me.
Not a problem.
Thank you for still believing in me.
Somewhat not a problem.
Okay, got it. I decided to interview and to chat with two friends who have become very important in my life, my personal life, as well as my late night health life. And that's Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Cypers. You can find out more about him at guidetothesoul.com, and also Swami, the Orange Cowboy. And these two guys have helped shape and kind of update our show, touching more on the mind-body-spirit aspect of late-night health. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on our kind of birthday.
Yes, well, it's a pleasure to be here.
You know, 300...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I feel every episode of it. 600 hours of programming. That's, of course, available, much of it, at latenighthealth.com. Also, a new audiobook of our show has been released by Blackstone Audio, and you can look at that at amazon.com. But I'm curious as to your feeling about late-night health. Both of you have been interviewed and by radio, TV. Robert's going to be on a very important health program in a couple of months, a month and a half or so. It's going to be taped. And what you're feeling in general is about late night health. Robert, you want to?
Well, I'll start. I look at late night health as the mind, body, and spirit of everything. And it's really, you know, you're bringing in a lot of new concepts, a lot of things that aren't talked about. There are some mainstream views as well as alternate views. And what's great is that you bring to the table all of those pieces, especially the spiritual part. And that's one of the most essential pieces in the whole equation.
And I think the spiritual part has always played an important part to me in health. Right? I mean, without that spiritual aspect, you may not have as good a health as you could.
We're all here. Yeah, it's the whole connection. And I'll turn the reins over to Swami to really enlighten you on that side of the fence.
Yeah, Swami, and your website is?
My website is orangecowboy.com.
Orangecowboy.com. By the way, both Robert and Swami jumped in when we had some technical issues with latenighthealth.com, rebuilt it, didn't tell me, and made it even better than it was, in fact, by 1,000%. So I thank you both for that. What is your overall feeling about late-night health, Swami?
Well, it's very similar to what Robert said. You have a foot in both worlds, which is so important today. You have the Western technological world, and you have the spiritual.
Imagine what you do with an extra 1,000.
And because you bring in both sides, this is a credible radio show that people can come to hear both sides. And I know that going forward, you'll actually be having people from the technical world, from the scientific world, talking about the research they're doing, or the research that's out there that proves that energy medicine, that spirituality, that love, that joy are true healing modalities in and of themselves.
And of course, and you're an expert in Ayurvedic medicine as well. We've talked about that.
That's right. There's lots of research on Ayurveda out there. The NIH has lots of research on post-traumatic stress syndrome and energy medicine, like the emotional freedom technique. So the research is out there, and the more we bring it to the audience, this will be the radio show to go to get the validation of the spiritual from the scientific. That's what's so exciting for 2018.
One of the things that I find about this show is that I'm invited to do different things, and I've had a couple of energy healing sessions. I don't understand it, but with that, say that again, Robert.
Swami, I was asking, how did it feel, though? You don't understand these things. You just generally feel good from them.
Well, you know, I've been in radio for, say, 35, 40 years, radio and TV. I still don't know how it works. It's magic to me. And that's what I talk about with energy healing. I've always felt relaxed and rejuvenated following a treatment. I think it's wonderful. I don't know if it's my mind. I don't know if it's their mind, the practitioner. But it doesn't matter. I feel better after having a session.
And you know, that's the key, Mark. You know, feeling better actually raises your immune system because your endorphins and your mind is kicking in. So even that part of it, and they've even shown that if you take a placebo and you believe in that thing, it's your mind healing your own body.
Exactly. The placebo effect, and Swami, this would be more in your area, I think, actually in both of your areas. The placebo effect is at least 50% of healing of any kind. If you believe that your doctor says, take this pill, and it's going to make your eyes go from brown to green, that's what's going to happen, you know, and you believe it'll happen, it'll happen. Now, I'm being a little extreme there, but my point is that belief is what triggers the body to heal itself.
And, you know, the word belief is a very crucial word, key word, because I want to distinguish the word hope or wish from the word belief. I could hope or want that I'm going to be healthy. But if I don't believe it, then it's not rooted in my heart, in my soul. But if I believe I'm going to get better, if the doctor convinces me I'm going to get better, if hearing Robert says, I'm going to tell you this story and you're going to feel better, if you believe it in your soul, you're going to get better, as opposed to just wanting.
A couple of months ago, actually, Robert's been a feature of the show for 3 years. And we appreciate him joining us. He usually does a 5 or 6 minute segment, inspirational message of the week. And I always get a charge out of them. The topics range from all kinds of things. So I don't know when it was that you said, you laughed at me one day. You called me up and you said, you know, we were talking about whatever it was, energy healing. And I thought that you would ask these questions. And you came out of something that I hadn't thought about. And I'm just trying to keep you on your toes. Is that challenging to you and to other guests? Is that something that is good or bad?
I think it's great because you're really looking at all the different areas, especially, you know, we all do question those things. So, you know, you always bring that up. I know that you're going to do the opposite when I say something like, yes, well, if you just change your perspective on it, it may change your outlook and then have a great healing effect. And then you'll come back with, well, what if you can't change your perspective?
Exactly. I mean, we all know people like that, right?
Yeah.
Our guests, we do know those people who can't change their perspective. I may even be one of them. Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers and Swami, the Orange Cowboy. You have to go to their websites. They're terrific. Lots of information, lots of free advice, lots of articles and blogs, a couple of videos, especially on Robert's website, that are designed to educate and to help push you along. We're going to be taking a break in a moment. When we come back, I'm going to bring Daryl Wayne, our producer and collaborator here on Late Night Health. I want to know what he thinks of Robert and Swami. I'm putting him on the spot, but I'm going to give him a minute or so to think about these two gentlemen who have become very important to us here at Late Night Health. And as I said, personally in my life. I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Join us at latenighthealth.com. And thanks to Robert and Swami, facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. Don't go away. More coming up.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Change can be disruptive, but only if you allow it to be. Great renewal is always born from change. If you find that your life hasn't been a smooth sail, know the winds of change will eventually take you to a peaceful shore. There will always be setbacks, but they're never permanent. The sun will rise again, and the weather will always clear after a storm. Let your smile be a great reminder of your blessings. It's time to set your sights on a new goal and persevere. The great goal is to love. So simply, love.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Easy. We're going to find out about Easy Money, Easy Prayer, Easy Everything with Eric Pizzulli. coming up on Late Night Health. In hour two, believe it or not, we're going to talk to a public relations consultant, marketing consultant, who provides many guests to Late Night Health, somebody I've been working with for, well, 35 years at least. And we're going to talk about how Late Night Health has changed lives. A couple of weeks ago, gentlemen, our guest Robert Clancy and the Orange Cowboy Swami, a couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call, I got an email from a listener in the Midwest. I haven't even told this to Daryl. He's been diagnosed with some horrific disease. He heard our show that we did with Smitty a number of years ago, almost 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, something like that, 2 years ago. And Smitty was a friend of ours. He would come into the studio and watch us do the show and disappeared and came back after being gone for 5 or 6 months to say goodbye and went the allopathic way of treatment for cancer and passed several weeks after he visited us. And I thought he looked great, Daryl.
He sounded pretty good, and he looked great. I had spoken to him about 2 weeks before he passed and had seen him about a month earlier, and he really didn't look terribly ill, but he had originally hepatitis C for a long period of time and died of liver cancer.
Yeah, it was. So this guy called, and he said, "You gave me hope listening to that interview," which just, you know, I sat down and said, I'm getting teary. Can you guys respond to that? Robert, you go first.
Yeah, it's because you've touched lives with this show. And that's what it's about. And hope never leaves your side unless you choose to let go of it. And you gave him something to hold on to. And also gave him, you know, for the end part of his life, something beautiful, and he appreciated you and his wife and what, you know, everything that was brought to it through this show, through the words, through the different people that have come on it. So you should be very proud of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's funny. A family member called me about a month after, and I know Daryl remembers this because I told him at the time that Smitty was very proud of being, you know, on the show, and sharing his end of life story. It's gratifying to hear stories like that. And we get response all the time, but that particular thing just knocked my socks off. Swami, how about you? Any thoughts?
Well, the thing that comes to my heart now after we've talked about it, this part of what Robert still talked about, is the opportunity to add that, what we talked about earlier, that spiritual dimension, that when the physical body dies, let's have a conversation. What happens? Is there life after death? Are there people who have experiences of going to heaven and coming back, thinking they're going to die, and angels tell them it's not your time, come back to earth? I think when people start to...
That sounds like Robert. Robert, that was you.
Yes, Robert, that's me. A lot of people have these experiences. And adding this dimension to people's lives, there's so many people who are grieving for decades over the loss of a loved one. When they start to hear from their loved ones that they're fine, they're on the other side, and that they're giving real evidence that they remember that person, and that how else... We're not making this up. We couldn't make it up, but we're telling them what their loved ones are saying. This will add another dimension of relief, of ease, of joy, of sacredness to life, to the life of your listeners on the show.
Psychic attorney Mark Anthony, who's been on the show a number of times, has said that too, that contacting those who have departed is soothing to those who are still here. And we just got a book, and I've been reading it The essence of the book is you had your life. Now let's make your death really great. it's how to have a good death.
And love, you know, for me, what you're talking about is love. And love knows no boundaries. And that's why in life you should never place them on your own heart or anything that you have, because it is truly boundless. And it goes from only, you know, not only from this plane, but into the other. And that's what you're seeing. And when you shared that story about your friend Smitty, you know, who got hope from you, that's the love that's touching your heart.
Well, we hope that we're sharing hope and love each and every week on this show by allowing people the opportunity, the chance to experience new modalities of health, including spiritualism, including chemotherapy. I mean, whatever resonates with them. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for joining us today. I appreciate it. I'll be talking to you, I know, very soon. Robert Clancy from Soul Ciphers and the Orange Cowboy Swami. Coming up next, Eric, and we're going to find out about easy living with Eric as Late Night Health continues.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying and finding a man who attempted to lure a child into his vehicle in Alhambra. The child was targeted when he was walking home just after 1 o'clock Thursday from Northrop Elementary School. He was approached by a motorist in the area of Atlantic Boulevard and Mission Road. The child recognized the suspect's behavior as suspicious and fled to a nearby home. Contact your local police department to report any information you may have on this case. LAPD says it'll conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint in North Hills Saturday night. Police will be set up at Parthenia Street and Balboa Boulevard from 8 Saturday night until 1 o'clock Sunday morning. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight clear, 49, 75, and sunshine on Saturday. 85 degrees, lots of sunshine on Sunday. For the mountain and valley areas, there's a red flag warning in effect for wildfire danger that runs through Monday. Right now, it's 51 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Elf continues. During this hour, we're going to be spending some time with Eric Zuig. Eric was listed as the number 7 social media guru, not in the country, not in California, but in the world. He does podcasting, video podcasting. He puts people together. He helps people make money. And that's all well and good. And we'll save that. Maybe we'll talk to him about how being wealthy can help make you healthy. We've done that in the past. But I want to talk to Eric about something that happened fairly recently in the last couple of years, I believe. Eric's father was diagnosed with, I believe, cancer, and you asked God to heal him, and you would help God spread his message. Would that be it in a nutshell, Eric?
Yes, that's correct, Mark. Hello to all your audience, and thank you so much for letting me be on your show. So I'm a, just to make sure that everything is correct, is what you said, I'm top 10 social media influencer. Guru.
All right.
My dad is my life. I'm a lonely child. I have, you know, stepbrothers, stepsisters, but I live with my dad, and then I moved away, did my thing in Hollywood and my business thing for a little bit, and then I got the news that my dad was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer. I believe it was stage 3.
Wow.
I try to block it out, because I don't want to think about it anymore, but so he was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer, and if you know anything about cancer, that's the worst aggressive form of cancer you can get. It spreads all throughout your lymph nodes, and, you know, you're done. And we, you know, when I got that call, it was too unbearable to think about. And
where were you living at the time, and where was your dad?
I was in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And my dad was in Orange County, Missionville.
Okay. Got it.
And so naturally, I mean, when I dropped everything. and moved back to Orange County and wanted to, you know, make sure he's taken care of. And, you know, the doctors, when they diagnosed him, they're like, you have a very aggressive form of lymphoma, very tough to beat. But my dad's mindset and his faith in God, you know, he looked at the doctor and he goes, well, I have a very aggressive immune system, very tough to beat. Can I get out of here? You know, like, it didn't faze him. It didn't faze him one bit. And but it fazed me. You know, it really hit me hard, and I didn't know what to do. And so one day, I went to I went to sleep, and I had a dream. But I really feel truly that I met God. You know, I had this white light, very very bright white light that I couldn't look at, and I said, you know, I didn't know what to do. I was just talking to him, just, you know, from my heart, and I'm like, God, you know, I mean, if this is God, you know, I want my dad, you know, I mean, I don't know how to handle this. And so anyway, I said, you know, I'll give up my life. I'll be your vessel. I will do your bidding. You know, I'll do your will, you know, if you give my dad back. And, you know, so after that, you know, a couple of weeks after that, my dad had, you know, chemo and radiation and stuff like that. But, these people started, you know, calling us up and all these different things started happening. And, you know, we had some natural things that people recommended and just a lot of different things. And then, you know, one of the diagnoses, like, the doctors didn't know, you know, what to do or what to say. They're like, I mean, we've never seen anything like this. Like, your diagnosis is pretty good, you know, like, wow. You know, and ever since then, you know, I mean, my dad's beat it. We're very happy because he's doing a lot better now. This was about 8 years ago.
Wow, 8 years. And as you said, lymphoma is a very aggressive form of cancer, and not many people survive it.
No.
Or survive it well. Your dad's working. He does his own radio show.
Yeah, he works with us, actually, and my dad is like my go-to. It's a father-son business, and he has his own radio show. It's called Radio Boomers Live, and he co-hosts it with Rita Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and tons of other stuff, and it's a fun baby boomer show. You know, if anybody wants to check it out, go to easywaynetwork.com Easyway Radio, letter E, letter Z, easywayradio.com, and it's every Monday at 10 o'clock, and he has a blast, and he spends all night researching baby boomer information and retirement stuff, and, you know, it's a really cool show. People dig it.
We should be on before or after him, because we don't talk about that. We just talk about health.
Oh, totally. No, I love your show, Mark, and shout out to Swami, by the way, for introducing us.
Absolutely. He says hello. He was on our show just a few moments ago. I have to tell you, and I neglected to, this is our 300th episode. 600
wow.
hours that the insane Daryl Wayne has put up with me, and we appreciate that so much. I cannot begin to tell you. How?
Kind of like my 3,000th interview. I've done a lot of interviews myself.
Yeah, have you? Multiply that, because I'm older than you. Now, see,
a little bit.
Just a little bit. Eric is almost a millennial, and to me, I have socks older than Eric. So, in that time period that you've done 3,000 interviews, I'm at, I don't know, 25 or 30,000 people from all walks of life, celebrities, politicians, and of course a lot of health people.
Yeah, me too. Well, I count the ones that are memorable and people that are pretty influential that was able to make a difference in others' lives.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I need to ask you, love, according to Robert Clancy, who we had on our first part of our show along with Swami, says that, you know, love is it. Love is the most powerful thing on earth and in the universe. How would you say love played into helping your father regain his health?
Well, I think it was a combination of love and faith. I knew, you know, in my heart, and I believed, and without any doubt, both me and my dad knew that he was going to be okay. And I knew that I wouldn't, you know, be able to live without him. And my dad had that faith as well, and my dad's a big inspiration to me. And then there's no words to describe how much I love my dad. I mean, he was there in the beginning, and he'll be there in the end. And, you know, I just, that wasn't something I could handle because it was too, you know, shocking. It was too, like, okay, wow, how, here it is.
Losing parents is awful. Losing children, I would think, is even harder. Thank God that's not happened. Mm-hmm. But I know what you mean by having a connection with a parent and losing them, not having that opportunity. But in my case, I have felt the presence of my parents over the years, since they've been gone, in different aspects of my life, when my children were born,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Yeah, so after that happened, I'm doing everything I can to help. I and my dad to help inspire other cancer patients, you know, because it's really, you know, the way in which you think determines your outcome. And so we're doing a big benefit on March 24th at the Business Expo Center for American Cancer Society to benefit them as well as celebrate my birthday. And, man, the guest list and the media list is amazing. You'll be there.
Yep.
You'll be there doing your radio thing. And we're going to do everything we can to support American Cancer Society now. The lady that we work with, she's making sure that it goes to, she's the main director for the San Diego division. And so through her, we're circulating and we're really, making sure that money goes to where it needs to go, the awareness. You're going to just look up the easy way and what we're doing. My heart goes out to anybody that is dealing with this.
It's an insidious disease in any form. By the way, the place to check out is Easy Way Network.
Yeah, it is the easywaynetwork.com, correct. And then my, if anybody wants to know me personally, ericzuley.com.
Gotcha. Eric Zuley is our guest. He is an influential social media person. I think he's a guru as well. I don't care what Eric says. It's my show. I can call him what I want.
You can call me anything you want. I'll accept it.
Exactly. And we're going to be promoting Eric's birthday celebration for the American Cancer Society through March. We're going to have, we'll run some spots.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
And we'll talk to him just a week or two before as well. Faith, belief, love. Those are three triangles, the delta, if you will, of Eric's life.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I think another big piece is my fan base. I call them Easy Way Fam, Easy Way Family, because they got me through a lot of tough times. This was one of them, and I do live streams and I talk to my fans all the time, and I give my advice when I learn things and I ask questions to them, and my fans are my fuel, my gasoline. I'm just a vehicle, and then I have an amazing driver. His name's God.
I have to tell you, Eric and I are supposed to get together next week and maybe have lunch. And
no, supposed to.
Okay, we are. Okay, we're going to do that, and I'm going to set that up this afternoon. He said, we'll just meet at Denny's.
Why you got to put me out like that, man?
What? Okay, this is a health show. Denny's may not, but that's okay. And so we're going to meet at Denny's. He's going to live stream.
That's an Orange Hill restaurant, not Denny's. Okay.
All right. What did you say? Were you going to say something?
They have for $4. They have something called the shareable sundae, which is four scoops of ice cream and a bunch of toppings.
All right, that's it. We'll do it. Yeah. I'll just bring some.
Yeah.
All right.
I call it the unshareable sundae. Anyway, the tries to share it will get hurt.
Can you eat that whole thing yourself?
Of course.
Of course. Oh my! Four scoops of ice cream.
I'm a Wednesday potato soup guy myself. But yeah, no, it's a comfortable environment. And what's funny is Denny's is starting to kind of recognize us because I do so many live streams there.
That is pretty funny. Well, we're gonna set up lunch and we'll do you'll do a live stream with me and we'll record something for Late Night Health at that time.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, and on the health side of things, we have a lot of influencers, very big ones. Shout out to Dr. Tony O'Donnell. Who is like a Tony Robbins in the health industry.
He's a good friend of the family. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tony and I have known
him. I recorded a couple of hundred hours of him as well.
And
good friend of mine.
Yeah,
cool.
He's a good guy. He lives near me. And his wife, Katie.
Dr. Sherilyn Lee, do you know Michael Jackson's, nutritionist, nurse?
Do not know her.
All right, we got to get her on your show.
Got it. Well, we're going to have some fun together. Your dad today, in fact, in the next few weeks, I'm inviting your dad to join us so that he can give us his point of view on this. I'll tell you, I'm hoping I'm not speaking out of school. I took my 93-year-old father-in-law and mother-in-law to the doctors last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a spot of skin cancer in his ear, and they can't easily operate it without taking out his ear. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah. So they're going to do radiation instead. What kind of experience did your dad have with radiation, and was it difficult? We only have a minute or so.
Oh, well, that's a great question. They said, like, you know, one bag of radiation is a lot, two bags is, like, a whole lot, and three bags is too much. My dad had more like five or six or seven.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad's mindset, I mean, when you guys hear my story, or hear my dad's story on mindset towards this thing, you know, that's American Cancer Society, and a lot of other people are asking my dad to speak to other patients, and even hospitals are asking my dad to speak to other patients.
Well, he's going to speak to a lot of people. We're going to have him on. We'll talk this afternoon. We'll get him booked on.
Yeah,
our guest,
one of the Knights of Columbus, too. Knights of Columbus, and he's the veterans organization. He's a veteran.
Wow.
I mean, you'll love him.
I can't wait. Well, our guest is Eric Zulli, and you can find out more at easywaynetworks.com. We're going to take some time out.
No S, network.
Easywaynetwork.com. And we're going to be back in just a couple of moments. Don't go away. Visit us at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Old souls may be the ones who've been around the block a few times, but they're also the ones who know how vastly beautiful that block is. They're the ones who still stop to smell the roses, and they always stop to drink in every small moment of life. Life may seem like it's all about seeking moments to smile, but I find it's about smiling for every moment you experience life. And old souls know this best. They're the ones who treat life like a garden. They know the only things that will ever grow within that garden are the things they've placed there, nurtured and tenderly cared for with all their heart.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest from the greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Health continues during hour two, coming up shortly. Daryl and I are going to talk about our 300th show. Devin Blaine from the Blaine Group will be joining us. And starting next hour, Dr. Greg Salea talking about Late Night Health and being part of the Late Night Health family. Right now we're speaking with Eric Zulig. Let me just gloss over this 28-minute introduction that we have on him. Eric is... been featured in over five publications. He is known as one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Don't try that at home. I am a professional. He has been awarded over 15 times, over 10 national and international magazine covers, recognized by Congress, had an award named for him, honored by co-founder of E! Entertainment, Larry Nehmer, founder of Women of Global Change, Dame Shelley Hunt. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You never sleep. You're only 36 years old or so, Eric. When do you have time to do everything, or is sleep reserved for something that you do later on?
Yeah, correction, I honored the co-founder of Entertainment Television. He didn't honor me, but I don't sleep, or I do. I actually do sleep nowadays because, you know, Mark, when you learn how to time manage, which took me a long time, but I want to give a really amazing shout-out to my Easy Way team, to my amazing family that helps keep me in the position to sleep. I basically do a lot of stuff during the day, and then I make sure I set my alarm on my phone, and I don't go. I try my hardest now because sleeping is so important.
Absolutely.
I try to make sure I go to sleep no later than 1 o'clock.
And what time do you get up?
I wake up at 6 to 7 in the morning every morning, and I'm because I do international business. I do
right.
a lot of international business, so I'm always on the phone with a lot of international situations. So, you know, my 4-3 a.m. Would be their normal time of the day. You know, like I deal a lot with China and stuff. And so, you know, I wake up as early as I can and I do business like that. And basically I do a lot of events and we do app development, we do marketing, but I've also done a lot of things in the talent space. I've done a lot of stuff on stage, you know, hosting really, really pretty big events and introductions. I have a radio show on Voice America. I do the same thing you do. You know, I've had a national television show on KXLA, currently still airing on public access television, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment. And I've been in the face of Axe Body Spray and I've done films. In fact, I might be doing a new film coming out. And so
as an actor?
As an actor, yeah. Producer wow. and an actor. Mm-hmm. And I cannot begin to tell you how many people contact me to be a producer on projects because of the hard work and the relationship equity that I've been able to acquire. I mean, we're even working on our own cryptocurrency. You know, we're working on our own situation to just make everybody else's life and business excel.
And does this all go round robin back to helping your dad, or have you, because of your dad's regaining his health, being cancer free, having a belief, and this is your way of giving back to others?
Well, yeah, Easy Way. We have a program called the Easy Way Cares, and yeah, because of what a big reason, almost the main reason, is giving me my dad back. Like God giving my dad back, and I mean, you can hear in my voice. I'm just a happy, motivated person because I got another chance. You know, I mean, losing my dad would be like losing myself. You know, and ever since I gave myself to God, ever since I decided to be a vessel, I mean, there's no words to describe the doors that have been opening. But I have to you know, with great power comes great responsibility, you know what I mean? And so I'm doing everything I can to do what I promised, you know, keep my promise to God.
And do you find that people who have faith and a belief in a higher being, whether it's Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, the universe, the force, these people have a better, healthier, happier life?
Well, to each his own, and I give much respect to anybody and their beliefs. Mine is Jesus Christ, God, you know, God as a Catholic and a Christian. But I believe that having faith and believing in something and really truly believing in something is that thing that you go back to when you need it. You know what I mean? Yes, I think that it increases your happiness immensely. And, you know, and I'll be honest, I'm not one that goes, and I'm not condoning this at all. I'm not trying to influence anybody to not go to church. But I'm so busy, I don't have any time to go to church. I just speak to God myself. And
I think personally, that's the best way. I really do. Eric, I cannot believe, begin to say how much we really appreciate you joining us today. I know you're very busy. We will touch base. We will have lunch next week. And we will be supporting your event in March. Eric, thank you very much. We'll have your dad on in the next couple of weeks as well.
I'll make sure to have him come on and say hi to all your fans, and definitely can't wait for you to meet him out there, Mark. And it's at the Business Expo Center, guys, in Anaheim, Orange County, California, March 24th. And thanks again. I appreciate it. Keep doing it the easy way. Use our hashtag EasyWay and our hundreds of thousands to a potential reach of 100 million support you. So
got it.
So
we will do that. Hey, thank you very much. All right, I'm Mark Allen. If you don't get hour two, it's coming up on LateNightHealth.com. Don't go away. More coming
up. If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest. The best in new music by classic rockers. With your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest from the greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne Insane.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications,